How to Stop Time, Matt Haig. Hendrik never talked of other ordinary human beings as anything other than mayflies. I was finding his terminology I had ingrained into me, increasingly ridiculous. Albatrosses, mayflies, the silliness of it. For all his age and intelligence, Hendrik was fundamentally immature. He was a child, an incredibly ancient child. That was the depressing thing about knowing other Albers. You realise that you weren't special. We weren't superheroes, we were just old. And that in cases such as Hendrik, it didn't really matter how many years or decades or centuries had passed, because you were always living within the parameters of your personality. No expanse of time or place could change that. You could never escape yourself.
I find it disrespectful, to be honest with you, he told me, after all I've done for you.
I appreciate what you've done for me. I hesitated. What exactly had he done for me? The thing he had promised to do hadn't happened. Is there any news of her? It was a question I had asked 100 times before, but it had never sounded as pathetic and as hopeless as it did now. He looked at his drink. No. I noticed he said it a little quicker than he normally would.
Hendrik? No, I haven't. But listen, we are finding new people at an incredible rate. Over 70 last year. Can you remember when we started? A good year was 5. If you still want to find her, you'd be mad to want out now.
He had me, and he knew it. There was no way out alive. And even if there was, it was easier to stay. There was a comfort to it. Like insurance. Any life I want.
Any life you want.